Bob, when we talk about your booth here at AgConnect Expo 2011, AGCO, you have quite an exhibit. What all did you bring this year?
You know, what we tried to do is feature technology and really some of our most progressive thinking, some of our most progressive products, really looking to the future.
I was going to say, when you look at some of the equipment you do have here, obviously like anything else, we talk about research and all aspects of agriculture.
Right.
And that even continues even with the equipment.
Absolutely. You know, the good thing about AgConnect or the attractive thing about AgConnect, and not to offend anyone, but this isn't your father's farm show. This isn't a county fair. This is really looking at what is coming down the pike at us. And this industry is changing so much, and there's no better place than AgConnect to really get a handle, especially from a technology standpoint, on what's going to be changing in this industry. And there is a heck of a lot of things changing.
Now, you all always have to look into the future, and I realize that, and always trying to keep up with things of that nature. That's a big part of what your company does.
Absolutely. We have to. We have to. I was with a group of very large customers from Wisconsin and Minnesota this morning for breakfast, and that was the point that they were bringing up to us very clear, is technology is changing so rapidly, and that was why they were here, frankly, is trying to understand what's going to be hitting them and how they can be prepared for it.
As a company, that's part of your mission and what you're looking at. As a whole for the industry, I know you're here to also provide the growers what they need and to help make them profitable, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You have to be prepared. You have to understand what's coming. More than anything, after you understand what's coming, how's it going to help you? How's it going to help you as a producer put more dollars on the bottom line, help make you money?
You know, there's a lot of guys here, and of course, obviously the big talk right now are commodity prices and where they are. It doesn't matter if it's cotton, corn, soybeans, whatever it may be. And that has a lot to do with their decision-making, too.
Yes, it does. Life is good right now in terms of most commodity prices. I've been in this industry my entire life. I was born into it. And, you know, from day one, folks have always said to me, you know, great industry to be in. People have got to eat. Well, you know what? Right now, all these developing countries and the rest of this great wide world that we've been talking about, it's developed. And these folks are wanting our products. And the demand is certainly there today. And going forward, you can't see this demand doing anything but increasing. So it's a wonderful industry for all of us to be in right now.
You bet. Fantastic. Well, Bob, for the guys that we're hoping they will come to the show, what are you hoping they'll do when they come here then?
Well, first and foremost, come by the AGCO booth. And we have a lot of folks here, a lot of folks who know what the heck's going on, see what we're offering. But it's here at AgConnect, there's things from A to Z in terms of people represented here, information, products, lots of seminars. If you're a professional producer, there's no better place to be than AgConnect.
But if they come by the AGCO booth, you all have a lot of staff members here that can really help
Absolutely.
Them answer any questions.
We'll buy you a cup of coffee, a Coke, and we'll show you a good time.